If you want to ride high, they'll show you the road. Two swell guys to help shoulder the load. On the way, highway. They'll take a ride on the way, highway.
It's time for the Way Highway here on Adobe Radio with your hosts, Sean Cowig and Kristen Sanchez.
What's up, you stoners? You're listening to Adobe Radio. It is Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific time, 7 p.m. Eastern time, in different times in different places. This is the Way Highway. So you're in the right place. Don't move a muscle. Get ready for some cannabis comedy in form of radio show. This guy right here, his name is Sean Cowig, and he's super happy to be your pilot, flying this plane of good times across the soaring skies of the Way Highway. And with me, as always, sitting in that co-pilot and navigation seat, double timing it, it's the one and only Kristen Sanchez.
Yeah. If you'd like to follow us on social media, you can go ahead and follow Sean at Sean Cowig. And if you'd like to follow me, you could follow me at Siren16X. You could follow the Way Highway at Way Highway. And also, you could send us an email at wayhighway@adobe.com and tell us about your feelings and your ideas and your high ideas. We want to know.
We want to know what it feels like in your brain when you get high, because we know what it feels like in our brain when we get high, but we don't know yours.
Tell us your brain feels.
Tell us about your brain feels. Kristen, are you...
That's me.
That's you. Are you... Would you say if your emotional feelings right now took the shape of a form of music, it might be jazzed?
Yeah. I was going to say, before you said anything, jazz. I want something a little moody, a little sexy, something that I could play with.
Perfect. Well, then we are simpatico.
Hell yeah.
And I'm jazzed to bring on our special guest for this episode of The Way Highway. Should we do it?
Yes. Yes, please.
Ladies and gentlemen, my good friend, my compatriot in a show once known as Top Story Weekly, an amazing actor, comedian, and overall human, Mr. Pat Jansen. Hello.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Thanks for being here.
I feel like you overshot a lot of things here. That was very kind of you.
Oh, no. Stop it. Come on. That was all truth from the heart, and you know it. The only thing I overshot was that intro, because when I do intros, baby, I don't know what's going on.
You come off like an ace, man.
Oh, my God. You're overshooting it now. You know what? Let's just keep overshooting it this whole episode, huh?
Everyone's doing fantastic.
One of your previous guests on the show, Sean Will, when he met my wife, his very first thing that he said to her was, well, Pat outkicked his coverage. he became one of her favorite Top Story Weekly people, like, instantly.
That's amazing. Amazing. I love it. Yeah, you can't go wrong. Can't go wrong with the first sentence compliment. Bam.
Sean Will nails those. Yeah. He's an ace. He's tops.
He is the best of people, isn't he? Just pure 100% love.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, you know, it's nice to see another Top Story Weekly person again. I've been texting with Benny from Top Story just like throughout quarantine, because we were working on Perry Mason all up until like right before quarantine. And amazing. Now we can't see anybody anymore besides our significant others, which is great. I love her. But like, you know, connection. And so now I get more of that.
Yeah. Dude, Perry Mason, what was that like? Spill.
It was right before COVID-19 took over and everyone was sick on set.
Oh,
and
no.
I don't know. That was probably like the birthing spot of it in LA.
Oh, wow.
It was great. Like, there were a ton of talented people there, and it's cool to just like be on a period set. Like, I don't know. I they were looking for nerdy people from the 1930s, and I've got that, man. You're at like, least when I had hair, I got it all during COVID.
Yeah. Yeah, why not? Why have hair? I think it's totally one of two things. Either people grew a lot of hair, a la my beard, or people just got rid of all the hair. We're like, I don't want to deal with it.
I did the former up until a certain point where I was just like, it's hot as hell, man. Yeah. I just, and it was all getting in my eyes, and I was like, I'm not going to do this well. Might as well just get rid of it all.
Yeah. Amazing. You look great. I like it. I like the look.
Well, it covers up like where I'm starting to go bald. It's just like, it's all bald now.
Yeah. I'll take care of
Bruce
this.
Bruce Willis. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, action hero is my next spot.
There you go.
Do you
make the perfect transition?
Only because I see one behind you. Do you ever crawl through the air ducts and say, "Now I know what a TV dinner feels like"?
I'm 6.5 feet tall. It doesn't work very well. I've tried. Yeah. Yeah, I just get stuck, and it's like my hips and legs hanging out.
Yeah. Surprisingly, the air ducts in a Los Angeles apartment, not quite as big as the air ducts in Nakatomi Plaza.
Yeah.
Well, both Los Angeles, though. So, you know, I mean, maybe one of these days I'll move downtown with you and be in Nakatomi Plaza.
Oh, man. I would like for that to happen. Wait, not to throw salt under your wheels. Wait, I don't know what that means.
It works.
Nakatomi Plaza is in
Century City.
It's in Century City, right? Which is so funny because looks like downtown. Like when you are driving, like if you're coming to Los Angeles and you're driving from LAX, if you look and you see Century City or you see downtown, they kind of look like the same thing. I get confused all the damn time. It's amazing.
I've been here for close to 6 years now, and I'm terrible at Los Angeles geography.
Yeah.
And if there's one, like geography is one thing I'm really good at. Like I spend all day doing like geography Sporkle quizzes during COVID. But
did you just say Sporkle?
Sporkle. Did you not know Sporkle?
I don't know Sporkle.
You can just play tons of quizzes on it. Just go to Sporkle.com. There's like, this is not a plug.
Brought to you by Sporkle.
Like whatever category you want to play, whether it's like sports, like pop culture, geography, religion. They have quizzes for all of it. And like, so I do that all the time. But yeah, like, LA geography, nothing clicks with me. I'm like, I don't know which direction I need to go to get there.
LA is weird. LA is laid out weird.
At one point, Los Angeles buildings were so similar. The tops of the buildings were so similar that there was actually a mandate that if any building was over a certain height, it had to have a very unique top to the building in order to make Los Angeles' skyline more interesting.
Interesting.
Yeah, I did not know that. I love
trivia. Wow.
Fun fact.
The thing that surprises me the most about LA is there are freeways. We all know that. But there is the 101.
No,
there are freeways here. Look out, everyone. There are freeways
here. We're kind of known for them.
But the 101 freeway, a very major freeway here in Los Angeles, is the 101 north and south, except for one part in the valley where it's east or west.
Yeah.
And my introduction to that was right after I moved out here because I was living with my buddy in Van Nuys. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, hold up. I'm a little confused here.
Yeah.
What do I do?
Where am I going? He's like, just go where I tell you. I'm like, all right, that works.
Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah, the first time I noticed that, I was probably... the first time I didn't take the 101 and I cut over Laurel Canyon...
Ooh.
I lit a show in the valley in like the back of an Italian restaurant for two of my comedy friends, and like it was too long and I had to sit through opening acts that they didn't tell me about. It wasn't real equipment. Like I was sitting like by the side of the stage, like hitting play on a Discman. Like it was something absolutely, I was just like, this is not, no. And then they like I was way underpaid. Like it was just bad. I was just really, really upset. There was one point where like one of the opening act stand-ups tried to heckle me, and I took over his show because I was like funnier than he was, and he was trying to do something to me, and I was like, this isn't happening, man. We're not doing this.
Stand-up's so brutal, man. That's where I started. Like, yeah. And it's just like, I would do like 20 shows a week in New York, like standing out on a street corner, freezing my ass off, selling tickets, and then like performing for like six Dutch people. And it's the weirdest, it's the weirdest art form in the world.
Yeah.
Totally.
And sometimes you might have like a really irate Irish dude just like down front because he has to hit play on a disc band being like, what? Tell me another joke, man. Go ahead.
You never insult a tech guy, no matter what you're doing.
What was he thinking?
It's a terrible idea.
Yeah, but the end of that story is I leave that Italian restaurant irate, and I call my girlfriend at the time, and I'm like, these motherfuckers. And she's like, just come to the bar where I am, babe. And I'm like, oh, you're sunshine and roses. I'll jump on the freeway. I'll be there in a minute. And she's like, don't take the freeway. It'll take too long. Just take Laurel Canyon. And so there I was, angry as shit. Like just weaving my way down Laurel Canyon, just like, oh my God! Like I didn't know what was gonna happen. But spoiler alert, Laurel Canyon's windy.
Yeah.
There we go.
Oh, I had one of those situations too. Like I was doing a commercial once, and this was before my wife moved out here, because I moved out here 19 months ahead of her, and I was like I had work. It was wonderful, and so I was calling her on my way up whatever random mountain I was going up to an observatory, and this was early in the morning. I was like, oh, this is great. I'm heading gonna go do this Domino's commercial, and then I'm halfway up the mountain, winding around and lose reception, and I can't get reception back throughout any course of the day, and she's just left wondering whether I just flew off this windy road. And I call her, and she was in Connecticut, and by the time I finally call her, it's like late here, and I think I woke her like at 3 a.m. She's like, I guess you're alive. Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Thank God I got that 3 a.m. phone call.
Yikes.
Yeah, my timing was terrible.
Well, no, I mean, if it was me, I would have been that person that was like up anyway, because I was like, no, he's dead. He's fallen off the side of a mountain, because that's my anxiety. That's where
The observatory had like light Wi-Fi. I think I was able to get a text through once, but I don't know. I couldn't tell.
That's like my biggest thing. And I feel like it stems from when I was a kid, and like my parents would ask, like, did you guys watch the movie Cool Runnings?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I feel like this podcast would have to watch it.
Yeah, yeah. There's no way. Sorry.
Right? No, no. Okay. When Sanka gets injured, they all ask, Sanka, you dead? And then he responds, yeah, man.
Yeah.
That became our family's way of checking in with each other when we were younger. Mm. So, like, it was always, are you okay? And then we would respond, Yaman, if we were okay.
Oh, yeah.
You know, man, like you do.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
I missed the moment Dougie Doug had back in the day. He like had a moment and then just disappeared.
Yeah.
Cool Runnings, Operation Dumbo Drop, and then nothing.
Nothing.
Can I be honest, though?
Yeah.
I just want a moment. I'm actually quite chill if, like, you see me in two kind of major-ish things, and then I'm just like, that's cool.
Yeah.
Got it. Cool. See you later, man. And I just do the way highway for the next 48 years.
I remembered another one, Dr. Giggles. That was also a Dougie Doug movie.
Ah,
you
see?
That horror movie?
No, I never saw Dr. Giggles, but I'm, yeah. Yeah, dude. But that's it. Like, I don't mind. I don't mind. I'll do, like,
you deserve a moment.
Hell no, just a moment. Do you hear that, Hollywood? I'm just looking for a moment. We got to take just a moment, Hollywood. We got to take a quick break here on the Way Highway, but don't worry, we'll be back with more. Pat's staying with us. Kristen's staying with us. I'm not going anywhere. So sit where you are. Have some commercials. We'll be right back here on the Way Highway. Well, Welcome back to The Way Highway on Adobe Radio. You're listening to Sean, but now listen to...
Kristen, and our special guest, Pat Jensen!
I just want to take a second to let listeners know, hey listeners, Adobe Radio is doing an official voter drive, okay? So they made it super easy. Go to adobe.com/vote and register to vote. It only takes 2 fucking minutes. Also, check your fucking voter registration if you haven't in a while. There's a lot of fuckery going on, so you must make sure you're still registered, and you can do that too at adobe.com/vote. But whatever you do, just fucking vote and do it early. We can't trust mail delivery right now. So for more information, remember, go to adobe.com/vote. Thank you.
And the Staples Center and Dodger Stadium have been turned into polling places this year. So you've got bigger locations to go and potentially space out, be COVID safe, and have the ability to vote.
Yes, if you're in Los Angeles. If you're registered to vote in California, Los Angeles, do those. If you're registered elsewhere, get out of ice.
Find your polling place early.
Yeah, don't go from Iowa to Dodger Stadium. That's going to be a waste of your time.
It'll be a real waste of time. I don't think it would work. Not work at all. That'd be
but
real
if you
weird.
Did make that mistake, just mail your vote and they'll still count it. Oh. Remember, you have to mail it in.
Got to mail it in. I just had a real runaround with the USPS. It was kind of amazing. The mail stopped coming to my house because, well, not my house, but it stopped coming to the house because of a small incident with a dog. Now, dog is a beautiful Labradoodle. Just went at the guy a little bit, right? But then for like almost 4 weeks, I could not get the mail to come back. And I was calling customer care and I was going into the post office and I just couldn't get to the manager to be like, hey, it's going to be all right. We'll just make sure that she never snarls again. Okay. We're going to be cool. And when I finally got to her 4 weeks later, she was like, you need a notarized letter. And I was like, oh no, I wish I had known that weeks ago. And then as I'm going home after that, I was driving behind the postal carrier and I just stopped and talked to him and he was like, yeah, it was my replacement and it scared him. But like, as long as you just like, don't let that happen again. I'm like, cool. And he was like, okay, here's your mail. And I was like, do I need a notarized note? He's like, nah, I'm delivering it now. And I'm like, what?
So crazy. Well, it's crazy.
I like that resolution.
Yeah, it was a great resolution. It was just a long walk.
One time when I was working production, I had to get a missing receipt. And the missing receipt was from blowing up your spot here, Vons, but it was from Vons. And they wanted me to send a handwritten note to their building in order for them to send me another copy of a receipt. A handwritten mailed note.
Yeah. See, that's
crazy.
That's the type of thing where they're like, nobody will do this.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I'll ask for something
that's
ridiculous.
Their way of being like, you know what? Fuck you.
Yeah. You know what? You're not going to do that. So, like, when somebody does do that, they're like, respect. Here's that receipt.
I think it should be a gold plated receipt at that point.
Totally.
I mean,
something fancy, framed. I don't know.
Some filigree, at least.
I haven't written a handwritten note in 25 years. So yeah, it would have to be gold-plated. I can't think of the last time I wrote a handwritten note that wasn't like a birthday card.
I think mine was to Santa. I think my last handwritten note might have been to Santa.
Damn.
I got a handwritten card recently. Because people were trying to, the aforementioned Benny Arthur wanted to support the postal service, so he sent me a card. I wish I knew where it was. It was
that's a cool. Wonderful thing.
It made me feel all tingly inside.
Yes. Yeah.
That's amazing.
I have gotten actually a few cards, but written out handwritten cards with baby pictures in them from one Rebecca Stevens.
Yes.
Well, Listeners, you all know. Everybody's like, yes, yes, yes. I just like having IO people on the show consistently and then talking like everyone should understand everything that I'm talking
about. It's a whole new like character universe. Yeah. You're developing it. Yeah. Everyone knows the IO universe, even though it doesn't exist anymore.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So I wanted to do a couple of segments here with you, Pat. And with you also, Kristen. Hold on, I was trying to pull this thing up. Fine, I'll do the segment.
I want to play with both of you.
Oh, fine. Perfect, perfect. So I moved, or I'm in the process of moving. This is actually the new, this is the first, I should say, new, nope, still put new in the wrong place. This is the first episode from my new apartment, from my new loft in downtown.
Yay!
Yeah, so thank you so much. I'm so very excited. So I want to do a couple of big boy first apartment segments. So first, we do, this is story time.
Story time.
But it's a little bit of a take on story time this time, because what I found is put online by Ellis, which is Partners in Management Solutions, which I think is kind of funny that it's on here. But this is a list that they put together of the funniest real apartment reviews we have seen. And I think we'll be the judge of that, Ellis, Partners in Management Solutions. But here we go. These are some funny real apartment reviews that they've seen. Apartment staff is professional and attentive, whether you live there yet or not. They aren't rude, and they don't creep you out like other apartment staffs can. Huh. I've never had an apartment staff creep me out.
I never see them.
I never, yeah. Yeah.
There's a staff that comes to apartment?
No, their place is...
Is this staff? What is this, some upstairs, downstairs?
Well, stuff? Like, what are we actually talking about?
Yeah, are they staying in Downton Abbey? What?
I don't know. I don't get it. This is the first time ever where I moved right now that I'm in like a refurbished building that are lofts that's owned by a bigger company that manages a few properties. So like, this is my first whiff of staff now, and they're fantastic. I'm going to write them a Yelp review. Everybody's been delighted. I'm so happy.
Gonna call them non-creepy.
Yeah, they're not creepy like most creepy apartment staff. Most apartment staffs, I walk in and they're like, smile, baby, smile. Come on, pussycat. No, that never happens. Number two, but we should get you ready for the rest of these crazy reviews. Number two, it's like dating a seven. Who reviews an apartment that way?
What? Also, is the reviewer... a 10 or a 3?
Sorry, man. Yeah, is it a good review or a bad review? Boy, man, it's like dating a 7 because I'm a 2.5. So, like, this is... this is incredible. Yeah, we don't know. What's the emotion behind it? Right. Next. I love the society and ambiance. A nice and tranquilized place to stay in.
You're in a cult. That's a cult. It's tranquilized.
Tranquilized? Do you mean tranquil? No, you mean tranquilized.
No, you're in a cult.
It's been made tranquil.
Yeah.
Tranquilizers.
Yes, those tranquilizers made me quite tranquil. Like, is this a little bit of a nut house? Have you gone off the deep end and need to be tranquilized? What's happening here?
I'm still going with cults. There's someone preaching something and a bunch of people that just need guidance.
Yeah.
It's a panda at a zoo reviewing it like it's an apartment.
Yeah. 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 That's true. Yeah.
It's very, I've been tranquilized.
I haven't moved.
7.
I walk back and forth across the rock and I sit in the big shallow pond and I am not happy.
Zoos are sad.
Dude, zoos, yeah. Zoos are sad. Zoos are bad news bears. Next here.
Specifically for bears.
Yes, specifically for bears. The next one. It's like college, but with no books or class. So, the best ever.
Oh, I was just going to say, so just stressful then.
Yeah, I guess it depends on how you look at it. I had a good time partying. I did not learn a lot, did a lot of damage to my brain. And it was kind of a pain in the ass to get outsiders in. So maybe that's not good.
Yeah. Yeah, that could go a whole bunch of ways. I mean, yeah. I just was on the radio a lot. So that was kind of the gist. And so I don't know. I guess I have my own studio.
Cool. That's awesome. That's awesome. Wait, where did you go?
I went to a state college in Nebraska.
Nice.
There are two Wayne states. I went to the lesser known of the two Wayne states because everyone knows the one in Detroit. And then mine in Northeast Nebraska. Everyone's like, oh, okay. I guess that exists.
There's one there too.
I did sports broadcasting in college and then a little bit afterward. Mm-hmm. And I stuck around in my college town for like a year after I graduated, and I was the play-by-play voice for Wayne State. And at one point, Wayne State played Wayne State. It was the Wildcats versus the Warriors, and it was the most difficult time I've ever had.
Oh man,
that's amazing! You've got a great sportscaster voice.
You really have a great sportscaster voice. I've always known this, and I am hearing it, especially
clear,
ever
articulate.
So.
Yes. Yeah, that's a play-by-play voice.
I don't know. It was weird. Like my dad really, really, really wanted me to do it. And I was like, I guess I'm pretty good at it, so I'll do it. And then eventually I was like, nah, I guess I'm done.
Yeah, we're cool now.
Yeah,
I did it. We're done.
Just because you're good at something doesn't mean it's the thing that you have to do for the rest of
your life. Right.
Correct. Yes.
Right.
I'm very good at petting my cat, but she disagrees, and so I can't do it.
That's right. There you go. I don't think I could be the play-by-play guy. I think I could be the color commentator, but I couldn't be the play-by-play guy because nothing I say really makes sense.
It's actually way easier to do play-by-play than color commentary. Because,
really?
I mean, not at first. I mean, eventually you have to get good at it. But but if all you're doing is saying the things that you see, color commentary, if you're like actually want to be good at it, you kind of got to know stuff. It's real easy to just describe the things in front of you.
Right. You have to know a lot of different things about stuff.
Have you guys watched Holy Moly with Joe Tessitore and Rob Riggle?
No, but
oh goodness. Yeah. Okay, it's on Hulu. It's a treat for your eyes. It's kind of like Wipeout meets a mini golf that's made gigantic.
Okay,
good.
And it's pretty magical because Rob Riggle and Joe Tessitore are the two. It's like the straight man and the not straight man.
Absurd.
Oh, fucking words right now, man. What are they? But yeah, it's a treat. It is a very fun show. If you've ever seen like Floor is Lava and you like the vibe of that, this is very fun. It's also Steph Curry's show. So, I mean.
Right. Sports. Yeah.
I didn't mean to drag us into that. I didn't. I apologize. I don't know what the crossover of sports fans and the Way Highway is.
Oh, there's definitely sports in the Venn diagram of weed, comic books, nerddom, and video games. Come on.
it's so weird that you bring that up, though, because like a lot of like my early comedy friends were like big time comic book guys, and mm-hmm. I was the nerd for knowing tons about sports.
Yeah,
it was so weird. I mean, I was never not a nerd. Like even like in sports in high school, I was just the guy. Like I ran cross country, but I was the guy who like we'd share a locker room with the football team, and I like knew their playbook better than they did. The football team.
Yeah.
It's just, but for what? Why? There's no good reason.
Just to know it, just so you can tell them stuff about it and have cool conversations. I mean, isn't there any other reason to know stuff than to use it?
I guess. I mean, there was no
cool info.
Yeah.
There was no practical use to it.
In hockey, right? There's usually a third string goalie that is just a person. Right. So like there's the
are most goalies not people? Are the first and second string robots?
They're the robots. No, but there's like a professional hockey player and then his professional backup and then like a dude that like stays in shape and used to play hockey in high school or college but is now back 30 or something. or like works at a pizza shop. Like, and then every now and again, they'll like be called into some games, like an emergency backup. And sometimes two goalies will get hurt in a game, and like then Sal will just have to go in, and he's like,
Well, that's what Tim Thomas was, wasn't it?
Yeah, something like that, right? Tim Thomas was like an, I don't know, the way it was in a story, like he was an iron worker, he was a carpenter, and then he came in, I don't know. Timmy
Thomas. I don't know. I thought maybe you'd know that one since you're a Bostonian.
I know. You know what? I feel like I didn't give the Bruins enough of my time. I did go to a lot of hockey games, but I remember the times of Tim Thomas. I'm a little more actually familiar with the team now, and their goalie Tuukka Rask, who, poor guy, left the bubble, because I can't imagine that's easy. Yeah, the playoffs started, and he was like, I can't do this. And everyone was like, you need to do you. And like, he amicably left. And so the Bruins backup had to play, but I can't imagine.
I mean, you gotta account for that, I would think. There was a video on ESPN the other day of like with the NBA bubble, like Fred VanVleet, like his family, they allowed them into the bubble. I'm like, that's gotta be tough, man. Like, yeah. I don't have kids, but like if I were away from my wife that long, she'd probably be cool with it. But I would be sad. I don't know. It's also COVID, like, I feel like messes with everyone's perspective of like just intimacy too, because like,
oh yeah,
we've been in a studio apartment together for 5 months now, and I don't know, it changes a lot of, you're like, oh yeah, space, like outside, rooms, more than one room, those things are valuable.
Yeah, for sure. I just can't possibly imagine what it's like to be inside a bubble playing a sport with a pandemic and the temperature of what's going on, and just it's incredible. The burden must be incredible. I don't know how anyone's doing it. I have so much respect for anyone. And bottom line, to reiterate, just fucking vote, everyone.
Yes.
Fucking vote.
I get a vote from a red state this year, because
that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, because mentioning the space, like we're just gonna go back to our home state in Nebraska for an indeterminate amount of time.
Sure.
Yeah. And so like now I get to do that. That's kind of I'm kind of jazzed. Back full circle.
Yeah. No. For sure. For sure. In this time, I do feel like we're in a time of great upheaval. So I do think it behooves one, if there's a thing you want to do, if there's a chance you want to take, if there's something you want to try, if you have an opportunity to do something, and like in your case, vote in a red state, get some bigger space, be closer to the fam, like that. Amazing times. Me, like, I was like, let me, for the first time ever, live by myself, which is crazy. I'm going to be 40 next year, and I'd never lived by myself.
You don't look a day over 28.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. Actually, it was kind of a little bit heartbreaking as I was trying to search, because what I wanted to do is I wanted to find a story about somebody like getting high in their new apartment for the first time. And all the stories I was finding is like, I'm 22 and I just got my first place by myself. I'm 26 and I just got my first alone apartment. I'm 28. And I'm like, good God, man, what did I do?
Well, the problem is you live in expensive places. I lived in an apartment by myself at like 21, but that's because it was in Nebraska. Like it's a little more feasible.
True. It is. It's incredible to just actually dive in and see how much it costs to live in Los Angeles. To like look at a house here that's $800,000, that anywhere else is $350,000. It's just crazy. But it's beautiful here, so what are you gonna do? And all my friends are here, so come on. We gotta take one more break here on the Way Highway, but we'll be right back with more me and more Kristen and more Pat, and don't move a muscle. And thank you for listening to iDobie, and thank you for listening to the Way Highway, and we'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to The Way Highway here on Adobe Radio. I'm Sean.
I'm Kristen. And with us today is our special guest, Pat Jensen.
Hey! What's up?
I don't know why I said what's up. We've been talking for 40 minutes or whatever. I'm like, what's up, guys?
Hey, listen, man, here's one thing about me and podcasts. Every time we come back in, I come back in like it's the first time, okay? And you got to know that about me. It's like I've never been here before.
I'm the podcaster who, like, we just insert the advertisements in the middle of ours, like, just whatever. It's in a random spot. I'm like, I've stopped giving a shit. If it's in the middle of a point, I don't care. I just don't care.
Yeah, yeah. The one thing that I miss about not being able to record at the studio and recording from home is having the soundboard where just the sound effect could be played at any time, where I could be like, whoops, I did that, and it could go wop, 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 because that's good, you know? You like to have that.
I mean, that was pretty good on its own.
Maybe.
Right?
Maybe I need to stop talking as much and start doing more sound effects.
Just make a
you're
sound
your own
effects
Foley
podcast.
Artist.
Yeah.
There you go.
We got a segment coming up right now.
I wasn't sure if that was a wolf howling. Oh, an alarm going off. If it was the
it was actually, it was a wolf alarm.
Oh.
Which, unfortunately, it's an alarm to let you know that there's a wolf and a pack of wolves nearby, but it also sounds like a wolf.
Yeah.
So it's hard to...
Really attracts them even more.
Yeah, that's right. They really come running at you at that point.
God forbid there's a werewolf around.
But we got a werewolf alarm for that one. It does sound an awful lot like a person transitioning into a werewolf. So you're going to have a tough time figuring out if it's a false alarm or an actual werewolf or two werewolves.
It's just Robert Pattinson.
Oh. Robbie Pats, dude.
Oh, wait, no, that's the wrong one. That's the wrong one. He was the vampire.
Oh, yeah, that's a vampire. Yeah, no, yeah, that's not right at all. Taylor Lautner.
Yes.
Oof.
I blew that one.
But that happened a long time ago.
Teen girls are infuriated.
Everybody's mad. They're not anymore. All the teen girls are like 35 now. Like, what? It's not, when was that? That was a long time ago, right?
My gosh. Evidently, she's writing another book or something.
Oh.
It's just like, really?
You're like, stop. Don't even stop it. Stop it. Jelly.
It's already out. It's called Midnight Sun.
It's already out.
Up!
And it's called Midnight Sun.
Did you read it? Were you in love with it?
I have not read it yet.
Okay.
I'm waiting for it to arrive in the mail.
Okay.
And I'm looking forward to it because, I mean, I'm not reading it to read a good book. I'm reading it for, like, fun and, like, the nostalgia, you know, which will make it a good book.
Well, listen, whatever you have to tell yourself. No, I'm kidding. I love Guilty Pleasures. No, listen, I'll just watch the Vampire Diaries over and over again. Don't worry about it. I'm right there with you. I would read it too. I'm sorry.
Jen. My first vampire book was called Guilty Pleasures.
Ooh,
that sounds really hot.
Here's the thing. I was 13. Way too young to be having my hands on that book.
Didn't know what was following that. Glad it was book.
Yeah.
13 years old, too young to be having my hands on that vampire, but.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, but he was hot. It was a very young book for me to have. And Guilty Pleasures is actually the name of a location of a strip club in the book. So it's exactly what you think. All the titles of the books were names of locations.
Oh boy. Wow.
I bet it wasn't just fiction where that was probably the real name of a real strip club.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Somewhere.
Totally. Like, has to be.
The first strip club I ever went to was called the Lion's Den, which is a great name. It definitely could be used in something like that for like maybe if they were ever like, we turn into lion people.
Lycanthropy, but lion.
But ligra, lion, lyanthropy.
Oh, God.
See you at the lion's den.
That's a real violent place, I bet.
Oh my goodness.
I would not feel safe.
Yeah, you don't want to get the pride angry.
I used to go to the Lion's Den specifically to see Chanel because I kind of fell in love with this stripper because it was a rite of passage. It was a place in town where you could go when you turned 18. So like we would go. Like, somebody brought me there when I was 18. I brought people there when they were 18. So I went there a few times, and I kind of like was like, Chanel, huh? And I was going one time with my buddy Brian. He was like, I made you a mixtape to give to Chanel. And I was like, what? And then he handed me this mixtape, and I was like, no way that I didn't give her the mixtape because I didn't have
it. I just imagine it being Dwight's mixtape for Michael Scott, being like, you're so fortunate to be going to the next level with this one. Yeah, Michael Scott is so great.
Yeah, man. Oh my goodness.
What was on the mixtape?
I don't remember anymore, but I'm sure Blind Melon, No Rain was on there. I don't know why. I don't know why. Just, I think. okay, listen, we got to say, like, well, oh, woo! But still, this could be a wolf or us. All right, anyway. I want to play a game of Chuck Carey Thrill with you, Pat. And this is the Chuck Carey Thrill New Big Boy Apartment Edition. So what Chuck Carey Thrill is, my friend Pat, is it's the way Highway's take on Fuck, Marry, Kill. Chuck it. We don't want it. We're going to get rid of that. We don't need it. It's gone. Get it out of here. Carey, I'm going to carry it with me in my life. It's the one that I want forever. Or Thrill. Like, I'll have a one-nighter with it, you know? It can kind of come back. I'm not going to get rid of it. We'll do it here or there, but not very sporadically. Got it?
Okay. I think I follow.
Right. So then, here we go. You're going to get a new big boy apartment. Chuck Carey Thrill, the apartment having a balcony, a garden, a community pool. So now you're going to have to get rid of one of these. One is going to be your favorite. You're going to carry it. And one's going to have a thrill with it. You want it a little bit, but you don't really care that much about it.
Okay. We got a balcony.
Yeah.
A garden and a pool.
And a community pool.
Yeah, I'm getting rid of that pool.
Yeah. Gotta get rid of
chucking that thing.
Gross. It's full of children's pee.
Yeah. And probably several adults as well.
Yep.
Yep.
Carry the garden.
Yeah, have the garden forever, yeah.
Thrill, I'll use that balcony occasionally.
Oh, the balcony. Are you a fan of heights? Like, would you rather be up on a floor, or would you rather be like on the, you chill with ground floor?
I like being at least one floor up because it's more difficult for it to be broken into.
That's
as long as I'm above one, we're good.
Word. I am on 12 now.
What?
Ooh.
12. It's crazy.
Fancy.
Does your building have a 13th floor?
It does. It's the penthouse.
Oh, okay.
There are penthouses up there.
So they're
the
like
devil's real penthouse.
So it's a real head-on collision between like bad luck and just money. Like,
yeah.
Money, they're like, whatever. 13th doesn't bother us because we're too rich.
Yeah,
we've renamed it the penthouse.
Yeah.
I actually looked at the penthouse version of the apartment that I'm in because it was a set piece, so it was set up. To be viewed. So it gave me an idea of like what my apartment would look like with stuff in it. It was really cool. And it was a great thing that, again, this staff here is, they're on the ball. They know what they're doing. It was real smart.
Killer staff.
Kristen, where are you on Balcony Garden Community?
Oh, yeah.
So I feel like I would be swapsies because here's the thing. I fucking love swimming. I love water. I'm all about it. So I would carry the pool because
even if it's a community,
even though it's a community pool, because that's where I like learned how to swim when I was a kid at a community pool. Like that doesn't really bother me as much. Especially because like, and I used to swim when I was in college, so like that whole stuff. And then garden sounds like too much maintenance, although I would like it for my kitchen. So like if it was one of those tiny ones that use just like an herb garden, I'd be about it. And every once in a while I'd like to go step outside.
Yeah.
But you know, I get real paranoid of heights, so it would definitely be a thrill.
Wow. Yeah. All right. Okay. Number two, Chuck Carey Thrill having an extra bedroom, an office, or a garage?
Well, I'm
you have
say
a parking spot?
No, you can park in, no, the garage is also parking. It's where you park. Okay. But you might have something above that. It's a big garage, but yeah, you're parking in the garage. Let me say this. There is, you can park outside of the garage. You don't have to pull into it.
Okay.
But you don't have a separate space. It's just, yeah.
I feel like the office and extra bedroom is a little superfluous because you can turn the extra bedroom into an office.
You just, you know the system, man. That's good.
Yeah. So I'm going to say carry the extra bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also going to say thrill the office and just chuck the garage.
You don't care about the garage?
I don't care.
You don't even need it.
Yeah.
You don't even need it. You don't even need it. That's funny because you're not having a car. Oh, wait, where is
number? Did I just screw up your game?
No, not at all. Number three is, again, built for you because this is Chuck Carey Thrill, your location having an incredible walking score, having peace and quiet, or being above your favorite bar.
Hmm. Well, Chris didn't answer to the previous.
I'm sorry, I know, I got so excited. Okay. I'm sorry.
All good.
I'm sorry, you're
all
right.
All good. Again, I feel like I just swap it with you because I do have a car and I get super paranoid about going places. So like if I don't have a place to park, I'm not fucking going.
You want the garage. You want that garage.
Yeah, so I want that garage. I want that spot.
Got it. And then yeah, bedroom and office. Once you understand, unless you want that bedroom because you're like, I like having people over so much and so long that they need a place to sleep.
I watch House Hunters, and anytime anyone's like, we need an extra bedroom because we're going to have a lot of guests when they come visit us in the Czech Republic, I'm like, for what? Like, you could just go ahead and pay for your family's hotel rooms when they come visit for a week, and it'll still be less than the extra money for that third bedroom, you dumbasses.
Yeah.
I get really invested in House Hunters International.
Oh my God. Wow, amazing.
Yeah, because you're basically just committing to another storage room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just get rid of the stuff if you don't use it that much.
Don't have the stuff. Okay, now to three then. Incredible walking score, peace and quiet, or being above your favorite bar. And if your favorite bar is closed, we would reopen it.
Right. Well, I am across the street from a bar that I like, but like, on the nights that I don't want to go, it's really loud. So I'm gonna chuck that.
Don't want it.
We'll thrill the peace and quiet and carry the walking score. Make it easy.
Nice.
The exact same.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Nice. I fantasize about it. That what if I lived upstairs from 6366 Hollywood Boulevard? If I lived above iOS. And I think the real answer to that is I would be dead.
Yeah, the real answer to that is like you probably could have with all these other people.
Yeah, if I had investigated that, I'm sure the owner of that building would have been like, really? I don't know, 800 a month? And I would have been like, well, all right. And then I would have realized I don't have running water.
Yeah.
Did you ever have to do a class up there?
No, I had to open up those rooms for classes, but when classes were happening up there, I was like, I don't know how to describe, I was old school. No, I was like helping festivals run. I was already like at least the tech director or like, I was doing something.
I found a turd opening one of those once.
You found a turd?
Yeah.
Like a human turd in the...
Either a human,
I love it,
or like one giant dog.
Well, you know, when they raided that building, they pulled out a lot of people and pit bulls. We don't know. It's inconclusive.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
We were told that that workshop would be moving one door over.
Probably a good idea.
Hilarious.
My goodness.
I had a class up there one time, and... there was a men's restroom that for some reason had toilet paper and soap, and then the women's restroom had nothing. It was a goddamn barren wasteland, and I was like, what the fuck, why is there nothing in here, we need this stuff. And they're like, oh yeah, well, we don't have any girls that could go in there. And I was like, fuck you, that's a lie. Like, you guys just do it.
Crazy.
You have to use your ingenuity like John McClane. in Nakatomi Plaza.
Yeah.
I had to crawl in through a vent to get into the men's room just to shimmy down to get some fuck.
Did she freeze? Did she freeze?
Nakatomi Tower.
You froze for a second, right? When you were in the punchline of the thing that you were saying.
Nakatomi Tower.
Nakatomi Tower. Okay. Number four. Chuck Carey Thrill. A big old warehouse loft, a la the movie Big. A big ass crazy two bedroom in New York, a la Friends. Or a hip three bed, a la Three's Company. And that's, I think, San Diego, or are they in Los Angeles? No, maybe they're in Los Angeles.
I don't know.
They're out here on the West Coast. I know that much is true.
Is this COVID time?
It is not.
Okay.
It is not. Oh, and Big is also New York.
Is the roommate situation the same as well?
Yes. So in Big, you'd be living alone and you'd think like a child. In the Friends one, you'd be living with Jennifer Aniston, but the actress, not the character Rachel. And in the Three's Company one, you'd be living with the two characters of Janet and Chrissy, not Terry.
This is all based on like the number of people involved. I'm going Carrie, the Big.
Yeah, get your own space, man. There's a trampoline in there.
Chuck Three's Company and Thrill Friends.
Yeah, sure. Because the Three's Company apartment, unfortunately, is the smallest, but maybe the most realistic. Maybe the most realistic of like a true life California apartment for youngins.
The only thing that gives me pause about checking it is it does have the most Don Knotts.
It does have the most Don Knotts, but like you're also dealing, no matter what, with like two homophobic men.
Very true. Yeah. Yeah.
Because that is an issue. That's also a problem. And I don't know if in the scenario you're having to pretend that you're gay so you can have the apartment, which was a conceit in that show that like you can't do that anymore. That's not good, guys. That's not good. I watch a lot of Perfect Strangers. but again, you're watching I guess at least like Meepos isn't really a real place, but like there's just a white dude doing a very kind of stereotypical Italian Armenian.
Very 80s and early 90s.
Both shows is strictly that. Oh, the 80s and 90s. All right, so last one, because we got to wrap up here. We're about out of time. So number five, kitschy old school, but no elevator. Hip and new appliances, but shaped like a cement cube. Or on the beach, but it's a falling apart closet. But it is on the beach.
I figure I can get to the beach, so I'm just gonna chuck that. I'm gonna carry the first one and throw the second.
So you're carrying the kitschy old school, no elevator. You're fine. You can get up and down the stairs. And listen, it's probably, if it's kitschy and old school, it's not gonna be that many floors.
Yeah.
It's like two, three max.
And I can't stand those guys that are shaped like cement cubes on top of each other. Come on, designing. No. It's not great.
It's not great.
But Pat, thank you so much for being here. That's all the time we have today on the Way Highway.
Hey, this has been fun. Thanks for having me, guys.
Buddy, it's been a blast. We'll have to do it again.
Absolutely.
Thank you for being a guest.
And make sure you listen to the Way Highway each and every Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern here on Adobe Radio. And then afterwards, go to where you get your podcasts and download the podcasted version of The Way Highway and have it forever. And tell your friends about us. Retweet our tweets, baby. Kristen, get us out of here.
If you'd like to follow Sean Cowig, you could do that at Sean Cowig. If you'd like to follow me, you can do that at Siren16X. And if you'd like to follow our special guest, Pat Jensen, you can do that at
PGJANS.
Yes!
And thank you so much for listening to us. And thank you, Adobe Radio. And thank you for voting. Thank you for that in advance.
Thank you, voting. Vote. And you know what? I'm just going to go ahead and say it. Vote blue.
Yes.
Vote blue. Vote blue. And thank you, Bernie and Jelly, for all that you do. Thank you, Dr. God. Thank you, Adobe Radio. And wait, what was the name of that thing with the quizzes?
Sporkle.
Thank you, Sporkle. We're out of here. Have a good one. See you next week.